Let's welcome in our next guest. He's the head coach at BYU. You can find him on Twitter at Kalani F. Sitake. BYU head football coach Kalani Sitake. Coach, thanks for joining
us. Hey, Coach.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Man,
happy signing day.
Yeah. How does it feel? Are you relieved?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a lot of fun. You know, I just really excited to welcome new guys to our team and our program. And so they get to join a family of great young men and great coaches. And so I'm excited about it. It just solidifies the deal.
Is it safe to say that Chaz Aiyu is now the coolest guy on campus? He got to ride a helicopter to his first day of school, man?
Of course. I mean, I think that it's tough to beat that one, you know. And I said it before in the press conference that I think that that wasn't Chaz's idea, and it wasn't his. They didn't pay for it. He was approached by a media outlet and Bleacher Report, and they had this idea for him to announce who he's going to sign with, and he saw it as an opportunity to highlight BYU and give BYU some publicity, and I agreed with him. I thought that it was a good thing for us, you know. Nobody really said anything when it was Auburn and Alabama and Florida and all these other schools doing it. So the fact that it's BYU gives us to me, it's a high-profile recruit that was approached by a media outlet that paid for it all. And so anything that can give attention to BYU, I'm all about.
Good thing you guys didn't add that roof to Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Yeah.
but hey, Coach, how does this year compare to last year where you had what? I mean, did you have 50 days last year to put together a recruiting class at BYU? How did that change this season?
Well, yeah, it was roughly about a month and a half, and so it was difficult because it was just so much busy work. You're trying to recruit and trying to hire people on your staff at the same time, and then you also got some new guys coming in, so it was really busy, you know. And this year we had some time to really establish relationships with these recruits for a year, which was nice and didn't feel rushed, and I think that. It worked out well for us. I mean, we were lucky that, you know, the prior staff, Coach Mendenhall and his staff, did a good job at keeping the recruits coming and did a good job of evaluating some of the guys that they're looking to sign. So we were able to keep that momentum running and add our own personal flair to it and our own style. And now having a year behind it all, I think it worked out well. And really looking forward to these guys. I love the guys that we added to our team, just like I did last year's crew, you know, because I get to know them individually and get to know their families, and I've been really impressed with the families that these young men come from, and that having them join our family is going it's a huge, huge positive for our program.
Speaking of great families, it was wonderful of you to reach out and recruit my first cousin, D'Angelo Gunther, the corner out of San Diego. You know, obviously his aunt raised both of us. I mean, we're almost like twin brothers, Coach. So, I mean, I expected to come in and have a great shot to play right away.
I thought that speed reminded me of someone, and now I know it's you. So, yeah, that's great. No, he was a – you know, we were able to get some really good skill players to come in and guys that are have proven that they have speed on the track as well as on the football field, and being able to add D'Lo and add Keenan and a lot of our skill positions. I mean, I can name them all that have been there. I think it's one of those cliche things to say that we got faster with the signing class, but I think you can say that about every class. Every coach is probably saying that, but it's always good to add big guys and fast guys, and I thought we did that this signing class.
Kalani Sitake's our guest, 1320K fan. I mean, I know you haven't been at BYU for a long time, but is there something you would tell the fans that might look different about this class than maybe they have over the last several years?
I don't know. I think the jury's still out. You know, it's kind of hard. For me, I don't want to make any statements or anything, but I feel really good about this class, and I feel really good about these players and these recruits. I feel good about the projection that I see happening from them, and I see the talent and that we can develop, and I see guys that can immediately help us this fall, and I see guys that with some development can really help us down the line. So it covers it all for me. We were able to spend some time, and we have a great recruiting staff with our coaches and also our support staff, with Mr. Vito Fagnoli being our recruiting coordinator, and all our guys put a lot of hard work in seeing these guys and being able to evaluate them. So it's been really nice to have that much time to get to know them, but at the same time see where you can project their talent being. And I'm really excited about the talent that's coming. And you look at some of the teams that we were able to beat, some of the programs we were able to beat on these guys and their high-profile programs. So I'm glad that that we got them here and made them Cougars.
Chaz Ayu, for example, had a really impressive offer sheet. I mean, a lot of huge programs wanted him. And I'm sure he's a short evaluation process. What's it like, though, going after guys who were class of 2020, class of 21? I mean, how do you project where a guy will be in almost 10 years?
Well, I think that's, you know, if you look at it from what we can see, I mean, I offered Chaz when he was a freshman, you know, and so... In fact, when I was at Utah, I offered two freshmen at Bingham High School that became big-time national recruits. We signed one of them in Langi Tuifua, so nobody really made a big stink about it when I offered them when they're young. So you can project that, and I don't think you make a big habit of it, you know, but there's some guys that are just no-brainers that you know are going to be big-time players, and you can kind of project that from what you see and you evaluate. And a lot of them, for me, I see in person, I can see in camps, I can see that they're going to make an impact right away, and a lot of them actually do it in high school. You know, we've got a lot of guys on our list that we were offered, you know, some of them, even their freshman, sophomore year in high school, and the reason why we were able to do that is because a lot of them played varsity that young, and, you know, you can kind of evaluate it and then project it, and obviously everybody's different in our evaluations, but there's some guys that are just no-brainers, And the number one recruit was a no-brainer for me too in the country, and I was his first offer. So I think that you can go through the list right now as a coaching as for you guys can even do it and look at a bunch of young guys and say, oh yeah, that guy's going to be good. I mean, I'm pretty sure people saw that LeBron James was going to be a great basketball player in ninth grade. You know, so I think there's some no-brainers out there.
The position group is really young, but I look at your defensive backs right now with Dion Lake and Troy Warner last year, and they were both four-star kids coming out of high school, and Chaz Ayu this year, a four-star kid. I'm not sure you've ever had that type of high school talent at BYU. Is that becoming something you're really trying to focus on, is beefing up your secondary?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think the, you need speed to cover guys, and you need it at that position, and then having they happen to be big-time recruits, but you know, you look at it, there's a lot more talent and a lot more speed coming to the state of Utah. There's more people that are moving into the state of Utah. You look at the population of Utah compared to 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and obviously when there's a rise in the population, then there's going to be a rise in prospects. And for us at BYU, there's a great number of LDS athletes in the state of Utah, and so it just so happened that a lot of them can play DB you know, for us, we want to focus on getting high school kids first, and we only use the JC. You know, in the past when I played, we had a lot of JC guys here take those spots, the skill position more specifically. But now we want to focus on high school, and if we need to go to JC, then we do it because of depth and because of a huge need that usually occurs from injury or some other things happening in our program at the time.
So I know we've been talking about recruiting guys for a long time here now, but when does the work officially start for the 2018 class? I mean, is that tonight, tomorrow? I mean, how does that process start?
Well, it's already started. You know, we already have some guys that have committed, and we already have guys on our radar. And so recruiting never really stops you. I mean, you know that Kyle, you know that you have guys that are, you're always looking and evaluating film, whether they're freshman, sophomore, juniors or seniors, and obviously the next year's class are something they're going to focus on. But this year, we also have some other guys that are still in the mix. I mean, we have other guys that we may have some more surprises down the line in a couple weeks and in a couple months. And so recruiting never stops, and we're always looking to add talent to our team and to our program, and that's never going to be something that you ever take a break from. So, you know, with us, recruiting is 24/7, and it's a year-round type of deal. So that's what we're going to focus on, moving on to the next, you know, the next class, 18, 19, 20, 21, however long it takes to get the right guys here and make sure that we capitalize on the talent that's interested in BYU.
So today obviously opens up the day that kids can actually sign. Does that mean your class, though, isn't officially done? I mean, might you still add some names this summer?
Yeah, I mean, we still have some room and still have some, you'll be creative with some of the spots that we have. And there's also some guys that are interested that are out there that are still available. So we'll see what happens.
Find him on Twitter at Kalani F. Sataki, BYU head football coach. Coach, congratulations on your signing day.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There
Take care.
Is.